Blog Talk Radio.
Malone Pipeline is now on air and ready to take your calls. In 3, 2, 1. With DJ Malone, Lance Johnson, DJ Willie T, and the rest of DMP family. Call right now. Right now. 773-897-3976. It's easy. Just say name and state you are calling from, and you will be logged right into the convo. Get ready to have some fun.
What's going on, people? It's your boy, DJ Malone, man. I'm waiting for my guest to come on. You're on the hot seat with the one and only DJ Malone. Welcome again. I can't express that enough. You guys already know how to get down here. I'd like to bring you the hottest topics with the hottest guests around. This is the hot seat, people, as we wait for our guest to come on. Big one this time, people. Director, producer. It's coming. So I see with DJ Malone. I'm going to see you guys in a little bit. Now go ahead and listen to this track real quick. And we're going to come right back to the hot seat. Let's go.
Hold up, man. Hold the fuck up. I don't think y'all understand what the fuck is going on right now, man. Real talk. It is your boy Young Shattown, man. This shit right here is a motherfucking exclusive, nigga.
Step your game up, player.
Hold up. I know this feeling won't be fading.
get recognition. Set up with a cell with a message in it. Had a premonition from the highest senses that my writing style would get hypertension. My potential was doubted, but I stood out in a business that's crowded. Cause all my syllables are in the loudest. So it prohibited idiots clowning, ain't even about it. Round the way, we in the lab all day to create a difference. The sound of fake is drowned out every night on stage by the fans and the faces sitting on a major mission. Without a major, ain't that some shit? They can't play with this. We not taking favors, just making names and showing every kid that they can make it with us. Just stay persistent, never lose sight of who you are in the wake of a changing system. Ups and downs in the world itself keep us devoured and sway decisions. Take it living like you were given, only one more week till you pass away. Every moment's critical when you don't know if you live to another day. Let's take it.
I know this feeling won't be fading.
Yo, welcome to the one and only Hot Seat with DJ Malone. This is the Hot Seat, people. We're waiting on our guests to come in. Make sure you guys, you know, follow me on Twitter at DJ Malone Pro. Everything I got going on, man, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook it, at DJ Malone Pro. Do it right now. It's your boy, DJ Malone. Let's go ahead and listen back to some old shows from our old mothership show, Malone's Pipeline. RIP to that. That was a great show. People have been asking, maybe I should bring it back. Who knows? Anything's possible in this world, right? Well, just in case you did miss it, here goes some clips.
Time out. What you mean if he do what?
If he pulls out the chairs for you, opens your door, and all that, trust me, there's some females out there who do not like that.
You can't say that. That means you ain't no real man.
That's just hold on, how you going to test the status of my manhood? What are you? Hold on.
Okay,
hold on
you
now.
You just said that he's a real BITCA. That's what you just said. What do
what
this
I'm
man
saying.
Supposed to do on a day? Okay, so you expecting for this girl to pull out your chair? You expecting
hell
her
no,
to take
but what
your
I am
chair?
Saying is 2012.
Got you on that.
Come over and open my car, though.
It's 2000. I don't care if it was 2030.
Okay, you ain't
gotta
do all of this. But I'm just saying, y'all,
come
on, let's
have a moment. No, it's some respect up in there. Somewhere down the line is 2012. Ain't no nigga finna take me out. You ain't gonna come pick me up and knock on the door. That means you gonna blow your horn. It's no animals that live here.
Right.
I like you get mad. I like that.
Yeah, also, I wanna say, Shipper isn't dead. That's like you allow for people to treat you a certain way. So if you file with a dude, you know, telling you about your name, disrespecting, that's all on you. Cause like you're not saying nothing, you're not telling them that's not how I want to be treated. So that's all on that person.
Oh,
I didn't know you.
I don't know how I
think like a man right now. Bitch, just saying.
Let's get ready to rumble!
It's your boy, DJ Malone, people way back here, waiting on our guests to come in. We're going to listen to a couple more songs, and we're going to come right back. Let's go.
It took some patience,
From a snowbound town to an oasis, it's relaxation. My tires still wet, white letters racing. The rim is wrapped in Dayton, navigating sub blazing. Steps of progress. Don't be sitting around just waiting. Play the class clown role. Now I'm above administration, pacing back and forth with my thoughts, contradicting my past making, ignoring shit from loose lips. No time to be wasted. Cut. That's a clip, not post-product. If it's wild, writing shit sound like a movie in your trunk. Play the lead role, a cameo ain't what you want. Keep them windows clear as hell, for them eyes like clear as hell. Cause you know, somebody always trying to see. Except for that sneak peek, who that in the front seat. It don't matter what you drive, just take your time and keep it clean. Brake dust and dry rubber is a major pet peeve.
It don't matter what you drive, the title's in your name.
Like my OG, he likes to smoke when he drives, saying YOLO since 83, the things he overcame, it's amazing that he's still alive, surprised by the way I improvise, or the way I make this black top conform with these black ties, that's black on black crime, because I'm killing them, rap the current, perfect cut, so now they feeling him, I got about 7 senses, ambition, along with a success filled vision. You should have listened, but who am I?
You're now one-on-one, minus the infamous. Representing Mysterious EMT.
Now who want it? Might have tilted, I'm off the bottle. Controversial like Black Jesus. All you gotta know is I'm white Diablo.
Stay calm, sir.
I'm back at it, dusting off with these crack addicts. Promise y'all that these backstabbers ain't shit to me, they're just backspasms. I don't combo with the feds of 5-0. Survival is bred in my role. High roller with that, come again to Congo. Got gorillas going ain't shit for my flow.
The way it really is I'm broke as fuck. And most of the time I'm just trying to keep my shit legit so I don't violate the law and go back to prison, you know?
Yeah, yo, I came out the pen, swinging heavy, lots of gin, seems like I barely use oxygen. Y'all know when the private ends, it's right where my pockets is, see minor spins. Well, he ain't got when your minor spins, you don't need the props, you need minor shit. Times three on top of that minor spins, I might bleed in class, so I'm clocking in. And all this shit made me feel like I'm on the fence, between my ego and confidence. You might think I'm balling, been falling since around 5 or 6. First grade made me the man that I am, damn, away me advance when I can. Box on my hand from the block to my stance, starving, I'm hardly a fan of the project's product, the man is obnoxious. Goddamn, what a gram can accomplish. All stand in the process, stand in the coppers, constant, stand in the watch it. From the jail cell to the courtroom, when it's yours truly, most hated on by a bunch of bitches. To my alter egos like George Clooney, I see the way that y'all dick ride, and I swear to God on everything I love that I'ma double up at least 6 times. My lord, how cold can I be? Stay frozen, close to the keys, eyes open, scoping the scene by focus of vocalist beats, rock flows in the teeth. I know. We rough. I'm 45, fuck the fame. Money wise, I'll chunk with change. Read up and I'm slumping days in the hind of homie. Buy my lonely like Kurt Cobain. Main guy that stole me, y'all curve the straight. Regurgitate when they serve a place. And learn to take me with a grain of salt. It's all it takes, cause all I say is I stay humble. But I must have done something right. With all this pressure to walk the water, all I'm thinking is Jesus Christ. Well, I go Medea, on that leader. Got me down on that coke and that reefer and that foil. Bobby Brown, that's the crown. We go round the haters. Pop a pound and still doubt the greatest. How contagious can I be on a beat before my shit blows and I'm on hiatus? Y'all seeing this dirty south shit with a mouth. Quit burning out, click murder outfit. Ski mask and that dirty south kick. How the fuck am I supposed to feel? It's overkill when I step in this shit, man, no for real. Things changing, it's so surreal, so concealed. Hoping up, I still close the deal. On the real running. Born on the bottom, but I let it on top. Everything that I talk, I'ma keep it 100, I know. I know.
Blog Talk Radio will begin in 1, 2, 3 with DJ Malone and King Hot Kim. This is where you can voice your opinion, get advice, and we know how to keep it real. Once again, please visit us at www.djlessonmore.com or hit us on our Twitter page at DJ Malone Pro. You can also check us out at Blog Talk Radio at www.blogtalkradio.com/DJ_Malone. And without further ado, will you please welcome the man himself, DJ Malone.
It's your boy, DJ Malone. What's going on, people? Welcome back to the Hot Seat. We're here, and I got my guests online. You guys already know, like I told you before, this is the Hot Seat, not Malone's Pipeline, not Blog Talk with DJ Malone, but the Hot Seat, people. You already know that who's about to get it, it's about to bring that fire. So let's go ahead and introduce our guest for today. Let's get our guest, Miss Ann, man. Welcome to the show. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, man. Thank you for being on the show and being a guest.
Oh, thank you. You're more than welcome. I'm happy to do it.
So definitely, man. Now, I know about you, but I want the people to get to know about you. Tell us a little bit about yourself, who you are and what you do.
Well, I started as a performing arts teacher in an area in Toronto that didn't have much happening, and now we are the happening school, and we decided to take a project that I commissioned from three gals, two of which had been on Orphan Black with their musical. I don't know if you know the TV series Orphan Black, but it was well known in the circle that these new writers were hot. I commissioned them. I said, there's no classy teen shows. Can you write me a classy teen show that has music, rap, pop, rock, mix it up and dance it up? And they wrote me this amazing show, and now we're in Toronto and we have this huge international fringe festival, and we have gotten 5-star reviews right across the board.
Wow, that's amazing. That is amazing.
And it's over 100 yes, 100 young people of every ethnic persuasion. I think there's possibly 2 or 3 Martians. I'm not sure.
Okay. So the project, it's a musical, and I know people. Do you feel like in some ways musical is kind of like a lost art, or is it becoming a lost art? Because I feel like it's the same, because there's a lot of good musicals out there. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, my thought is when they connect with young people, which is what my mandate is, when they connect with mandate with a message, and this show has a message, and it's a pretty exciting message about, it's sort of, this show is like the Breakfast Club meets Peter Pan meets Lord of the Flies, and it addresses pertinent issues. I actually, Fred, have gotten emails from young people who said this musical speaks to them, and they haven't felt seen or heard. And now that, because these young people in this show that are kind of all teenagers who then get in this terrible bus crash and then end up in this other world, and they're all kids with the problems and difficulties of any teenager, and it speaks to them. So I think that your question is good, and I think that if you get the project that relates to kids, then you're going to be successful in whatever medium.
Definitely. You got Ann Merriam into the building. I said that right, Merriam, right?
Yeah, Ann Merriam. Yeah, like the Merriam-Webster Dictionary.
Definitely, man. Now, we got her into the building now. Now, being from Toronto, is there anything, like, you know, do you ever work with people from different, not just the U.S., but from different countries, like Italy or wherever, you know, different regions of the world?
We, well, the beautiful part about us is that we're so open. Not at this point. It's right now in Toronto, which is, you know, one of the biggest cities in Canada. We pulled in not just our area, but we pulled in kids from all over the Toronto area to come and get involved, because it's a project that speaks to them and is also a great training ground. And it's also a way for these young artists seen. And it's very difficult, and you would know this, in the industry to be seen. So we're providing an opportunity for young talent to be seen by the people in the business. And a lot of our kids have gotten great reviews, and there's a lot of buzz in Toronto right now about these young people from all these different backgrounds. We're pretty open, though. I mean, in our cast, we have kids from Kenya, we have kids from Africa, we have kids from Jamaica, the Caribbean, Italy, France, you name it. If you went through our cast, you probably would find just about everybody from every country. It's a pretty eclectic cast. The backgrounds are pretty all over the world.
Okay, definitely. I like that. Let's get into the project, man. Summerlin. So why Summerlin? Is that a name that you guys came up with? And what is the meaning behind it?
I feel like I have worked very closely with the writers. It's when you're young and you want never to grow up, sort of like Peter Pan and The Breakfast Club and Lord of the Flies, when you just feel adults are out of your realm, you want to go to a place. And you get Neverland, because we all know Peter Pan, but this is different. This is where it's an in-between world place. And what happens is, ultimately, and I don't want to tell you the ending, but it's all about growing up. And sooner and later, all of us, at whatever age, really have to step up and grow up. And I think that's the ultimate message. So Summerland is that in-between place before we decide we got to go back home and take it in the chin and grow up and know that that's the road we all got to be on.
Yeah. And I'm happy that you say that, because I think there's a lot of people in this world that, especially in this day of age, that at one point in time, you're going to have to become that adult. You know, you're not a kid anymore. You're not a teenager. You know, your parents or whoever took care of you has instilled whatever that they had to, so that way you can be a productive member in society.
Right. Very, very true.
So, definitely. Now, you directed it and you produced it. Now, tell me, how was it? Now, did you have anything to do with the casting, and how did you go about casting?
I had everything to do with the casting. What we did was we had produced it last year in our area, and it was so successful that a lot of people in the business said, you know, you really need to take this to the next level, and you have to do rewrites, et cetera, which is what you want to do if you want to have a project that's really ultimately going to fly. So we came in, we brought some of the top Toronto musicians, dramaturges, which is people who work with the script. I hired a number of them, because I have a lot of people that believe in the project. And then what we did was we put the call out for the city to all the performing arts high schools and post-secondary, and we put a call out, and we did this huge audition. And I have a really hard time, and I think you should know this about me, saying no to anybody who's talented. So the cast that actually, there's 12 leads, and then there's dancers of about 22 dancers. And then I couldn't say no to the rest. What was I to do? So I just included all these talented people, so now we have a cast of over 100.
definitely. Now, That's a pretty big cast. So, go ahead.
The point is that my mom raised me, and she said to me when I was growing up, she hated it if I hung out at the mall. So she got me singing and dancing and taking lessons very early on. And when I first started working with young people, she said, well, do you want them hanging out at the mall? Because I would say, but this cast, whatever show I was doing at the time, would have people. And 50 would come out, and my mother would say, well, what are the other 30 going to be? They're going to be in a mall. So put them in the cast. So that's the story of why there's so many in this cast, and it's like boot camp. It's like performing arts boot camp, because trust me, it is like I run it like a general. I've been told that over and over. The discipline is spectacular. When they say young people can't come to it, I am telling you, these are super talented young kids that can step it up, come through. They are amazing.
Definitely. Quick question. Let me ask you this. Now, 100 people. You have 100 different personalities, 100 different crazy, and especially, you know, the girls and stuff. I manage models, so I already know. I work with 4 models at a time, and so just that alone is just a headache in itself. So my next question would be, how do you deal with all those personalities?
You know what? Actually, I have a killer team. I have a killer creative team, and we're super about honoring the individual and honoring the team. So the kids are taught that the team's all there is, and trust me, I have had kids crying, I've had kids laughing, I have kids angry, but at the end of the day, the message is, what is best for the team? Suck it up. Have your tears. Like, we really encourage them to feel whatever they feel, but when it comes to the bottom line, show up, suck it up, deliver, because the audience doesn't want to know your story. I know their stories, and if I don't know their stories, I have about 4 or 5 people working with me, because we really, really do care about what they're going through, and some are really well taken care of, and others are going through a lot. So whatever it is, I do my best with my team to honor each and every one of them.
Definitely. That's real. That's real as it gets right there, people. I just, you know, it's crazy. This is, I can only imagine this 100 people. Now, when you say 100 people, those are 100. That's not including the sound guy and the production and all this other stuff. That's 100 people cast.
Right. And you
wow.
Got it. And there's more than that. And, you know what? Counting. After a certain number, I don't want to know. All I know is I can get them to be quiet. I can get them to listen. My team can do the same thing, and my production team is past that. But my production team is they're all on board for something magical. You know what? When it's magical and it speaks to you, and you care, and I just surround. And you know what? I'm very blessed. I surround myself with people who believe in the healing of the heart and the soul, and that these young people are our future, and we train them to be the best they can be and honor the heart and the soul of the project and themselves and each other. It does not get better. And I'm telling you, last night someone came after the show and said to me, my God, the discipline, how do you do it? And I thought, they make it easy because they love what they're doing, and they want to do it the best they can do it. So I'm so proud of them. I'm so proud of them.
Real. What is the ages that they range from? Like, do they range from 18 and up, or what is the ranges?
The ages are 14 to about 24.
Wow. So you get all the young ones. All of them.
I get them. Like, some of them are professionals that just love the project. Like, they're in the industry. I have a number of people that are, you know, I have a number of kids in the leading roles that have agents and work outside who've actually taken time off from auditioning or doing projects. I've got one of my leads is shooting a film, and she actually made them work around her schedule for this. And I have another one doing a TV show, a number of them you know, I have a pull of some of the top talent in this city because they love the project so much. So I'm really, again, very blessed.
Okay, definitely. I'm excited to see this. Now, where is this going to be at? Because if people wanted to see it and they wanted to go there, how much the ticket's going to be, where can they go to and see it?
Well, it's sold out, actually. And if it was you telling me they wanted to go, I could get them in. But I'm saying right now, we're at the International Toronto Fringe Festival, and our run continues. And we've been running, I think we've done about 8 or 9 performances, and we have one tonight, Thursday through Sunday, and it's sold out, except if you called me specifically, we would work something out.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, well, I want none of my people are in Toronto. If I was in Toronto, so I'll let you know.
You know what? But do encourage your listeners to go onto our website, www.summerlandthemusical, because there's tunes on it, and I would really love to get some feedback from you. There's a great video, like kind of a music video on there. I'd love your listeners to take a listen. And then write us, you know, hook up with us again and let me know what you think.
Okay, definitely. Now, where people can, when can they do that at? Do they go to a certain website or where can they go?
Yeah, they go to the website summerlandthemusical.com and they just hook up there and you can write to us and you can listen to the music and you can do whatever you want to do as far as getting part of this amazing experience.
Most definitely, man. Yeah, that'll be my next question. Is this, are we looking for a soundtrack? Is the soundtrack going to be composed, or what's the deal with that?
What we got is 4 tunes that we recorded that are on the website. What we're going to do is we're going to take our options at the end of this run here. You know, we've had a number of producers come out. And we're going to come up with a plan. What are we going to do now? That's what we're going to do is where to now? I trust we're making it to Broadway. It is also a terrific film, and the music is through the roof. So right now the 4 tunes are there. It's what's our next step? Well, we've made a huge buzz in this city, so everybody's talking about us right now. So where to now is anybody's question. I know the ultimate destination is I definitely a film and definitely New York. However, how we get there, God is the only one that knows.
Let me ask you this, and if this is too personal, just let me know. But, you know, this, you don't have to give me a number, but was the budget out of this world on this project?
You know what the budget is? I have a lot of Toronto professionals that are doing it as a freebie because they believe in it. I have a number of people backing us that believe in it. So the budget at this point, if you saw it, it reads like a professional production, but a lot of that was gifts, a lot of that was freebies. I'm very blessed that I can talk just like yourself. Mm. I can keep talking until they finally say, yes, I'll do it.
Yes, definitely, man. That's what I like. And I think a lot of times if you have a project that you're working on and you really have people believing, okay, this is going to be bigger than what it is, that helps out so much. It really does.
It does. And you know what? You are so right, because the top musical director for the theater shows in Canada came in and he worked with the artists, the young writers, and he is totally on board now. And I was like a rock. I stole from that guy. He gave us hours and hours past what we had agreed on because he fell in love with the project. And I think that's what I'm saying is, people fall in love with this. It's a love affair with Summerland.
Definitely, man. I got to check it out. Now, if people can't see it physically, will there be any video or anything that's an option to buy it on DVD or anything?
Yeah, what I want you to do is continually I want you yourself to look at www.summerlandthemusical.com. You're going to get a killer video on that. And I have a lot of footage as to what we're doing with it. We don't want to put too much out now because I don't want it unless I really know where our destination is. And I'm not sure if that's a film first or is it Broadway first. But right now it's a musical that's very, very, very hot in Toronto.
Most definitely. I'm excited for you. I definitely need to check the music out or something else.
Please do. Where are you anyway? Where am I speaking to you?
I'm in Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, my God. That's fantastic. Somebody just has a huge connection in Chicago and said, why don't we take this to Chicago? That's so interesting. Just last night a producer said to me, would you be willing to take a look at Chicago and getting this, you know, the Performing Arts School in Chicago involved? And I said, why not?
My sister, she used to choreograph for the University of Chicago. Now she works at Grays Lakes. But she used to choreograph musicals. And, you know, if we come to Chicago, maybe we can link up. Maybe I could help, whatever I can do on my end. But, you know, definitely, if nothing else, come check it out.
Hey, no kidding. If I come to Chicago, trust me, I'm calling you. That's
definitely
great.
Definitely, man.
Oh, that's
look
so
up,
interesting.
Look
it
up,
came
look,
up.
Look me up, BJ Malone. My name is Synonymous on the underground world. I mean, you can look me up on Google. You know, I do a whole bunch of things. So, you know, look me up.
Absolutely. I'm thrilled to tell my people about you. And when I go to the show tonight, I'll be definitely talking about you, for sure.
Definitely. Definitely, definitely, man. And it's a positive thing, man. I enjoy positive people. Let me ask you this, though. I want to ask this. Where do you hope that this will catapult to? Like, where do you, if like 3 years from now, where do you want to see yourself as far as this project or going into other projects?
I would like to. I feel in 3 years we've got to hit New York. I'm a graduate out of New York. I went to university there. I have friends working down there, and I feel that it's got legs. It'll hit that, and I'd like to be then working on the movie. That's my plan. That's where I see it.
Okay.
3 years from now. Thanks for putting a timeline on it. I'm with you there. In 3 years, yeah, it should
hey.
Be well on its way to Broadway.
Hey, 3 years, man. Hey, to be honest with you, 3 years is not that fast. I mean, not that long. It's you know, this year is just going by so fast. It was just January. That was July. It was crazy.
I know. It is. You know what? It is crazy. So you and I really got to get going. I definitely think I have to come to Chicago. No question. Now that I've talked to you,
come.
I think Chicago is definitely on my to-do list.
Definitely, man. Just let me know. You know, I'll make sure that, you know, you have all my direct contact information. And, you know, we can definitely do something. I have a TV show called The Grind, and I would love to interview on there as well. And it would be something epic if you guys do come to Chicago.
Okay, well, we'll for sure I'll be able to connect with you. And that's, you know, anything's possible. And I love Chicago, and I love America, actually. I'm a Canadian who's in love with America. I have to be honest. I should be an honorary American.
So I took it that you've been to Chicago before.
Yes, I have. One of the fellows that's working on our show, one of the musicians had a show go into one of your theaters in Chicago, which is why I know Chicago. And I went down and flew down to see his show. It was a musical, actually, years and years ago. And that's how I know Chicago. And then there's a theater company called Steppenwolf that is one of my favorite theater companies, and it works out of Chicago. Chicago has a great reputation for the arts. A great reputation.
Yes, they do. That's if I don't, there's nothing else. The arts is the best. And I'm not just saying because I'm a Chicagoan. I'm just saying the theater district is one of the best, if not in the world, in America. It's really appreciative of what it takes. Its art. If nothing else, they really take their art seriously.
Yeah, you're right. You are so right. I absolutely agree with you, and I'm very impressed with Chicago, and I really respect any city that honors the arts. I really do.
So definitely. Now, we talked about Summerlin. Now, let's talk about what's your favorite musical of all time? What is something? What was a musical that stood out to you?
Oh, my goodness. Well, my mother directed musicals, so I started very, very, very early. The musicals that stood up to me were probably some that you wouldn't even know. They're so old. Bells Are Ringing, which goes way, way back. I was a little girl, and no one would know that, but it was about a very feisty woman who was really the lead. And I go for musicals where there's a very feisty woman involved. Kiss Me, Kate is a great musical. There's old ones, there's new ones. I kind of know them all.
Okay, definitely. My favorite one, and this is, I think this is when I was like, you know, like 14, and I went there. My sister invited me, and then, you know, and I didn't, you know, me being from the urban side, I didn't really appreciate that until I saw this Phantom of the Opera.
Oh, yes. Yes, that's a wonderful show. Wonderful.
So yes. That was like, you know, that was like my old time. That was like when I actually fell, not in love. I'm a music guy. So, you know, it's like, you know, of course it's inevitable, but it wasn't like, you know, until I saw that where I really just, okay, I have a greater appreciation for it.
Yeah, no, that's a wonderful show. You know, anything that engages people in a positive light, which is exactly what you're saying, is the best way to go.
Definitely, man. Well, I'm excited, and I'm excited for all your adventures and everything, man. And Miriam, people, make sure you guys check it out, and give it the Facebook, the Twitter, everything where they can find you at.
www.summerlandthemusical.com.
Definitely. Now you said these tickets are sold out, so is there hope in for a couple other shows, a couple other dates?
Well, once we know what we're doing, and I will make sure you have the information, because I'd love to development is, so I'll make sure that we connect after this whole festival's over and I find out where we go to from here.
Okay, definitely. I'm excited, man. I'm excited because I just have to see 100 people plus just there. Just, I need to see.
Well, go online. Take a look at our website. You'll see a lot of kids. You will see a lot of kids.
Definitely, man. Well, I'm excited, and I really do appreciate you stopping by the hot seat. It really means a lot. I love interviewing people who are actually doing things and people who are actually making moves and doing things in a positive way. So I really do appreciate you stopping by and just really showing love.
Okay, thank you. I hope to talk to you again.
Definitely. And if you don't mind, man, just tell the people, if you couldn't, if you would, just say, I'm rocking with DJ Malone on the hot seat.
I am rocking with DJ Malone on the high seat.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. All right, man. Well, I appreciate you. It's been another episode, people. Until next time, I'll see you in a little bit. And we out. One.
Bye.
New location, it took some patience. From a snowbound town to an oasis, it's relaxation. My tires still wet, white letters racing. The rim is wrapped in Dayton, navigating, sub blazing.